Look at the music, Dana. The classic Halloween.
This is, yeah. This is not John Carpenter Halloween.
Oh.
Which is the only classic. And, but I did tell Steve that I thought this would be a good one to do a commentary over because it's such a horrible, horrible movie. But I know there are a few people that like it.
Well, I hate it when people think that this is better than John Carpenter's version.
Well, that just would make me laugh. Because I can maybe understand teenagers that haven't even seen or heard of John Carpenter's Halloween thinking that.
Here's a funny thing. I don't think they got a release of the theatrical cut. It's only the director's cut out on home video back in whenever this shit came out.
Oh, really? So you didn't get a choice?
No. Which, you know, you get shit or extra shit, so it doesn't matter.
And another... I'll probably talk more about this when we actually start the movie, but Scout Taylor Compton, I cannot... stand her as playing Laurie Strode. Maybe she can play other stuff.
I saw her at a convention and she was kind of like hanging out, hippie-ish.
Well, I mean, she might be a perfectly nice person.
Because, I mean, I don't know what kind of job she's getting besides this franchise.
But I just did not think she was right for the Laurie Strode.
I think
Strode
she was in the April Fool's remake. I'm not sure though.
Oh,
which
God.
That was.
I didn't even attend.
That was like bottom barrel. But anyway, let's start this slim bitch so we can get it over with.
Okay.
We're on the Blu-ray.
Steve's already wanting to get it over with.
We're on the Blu-ray.
Halloween unrated director's cut.
Play movie is highlighted. I'm gonna count the 3, 2, 1, and then I'll say play as I press play. So, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Play.
And the shitstorm starts with the FBI.
The FBI warning. They want to protect this movie, but...
Yeah, this movie was leaked to the internet very early after it got off, you know, in theaters. I mean, a DVD copy.
Was Rob Zombie mad or anything over that?
Well, I'm sure he was.
Well, I know Tarantino has gotten mad when stuff of this is leaked.
Well, the second one got leaked too, I think.
And that's basically that quote there is made up. I mean, it's made up for this Dr.
Michael Anderson. McDowell said it.
Well, okay, but I like Malcolm McDowell, but...
Here we go.
Here's Rob Zombie's typical white trash. Everybody has to be white trash in his movies. That I don't understand either. It's like,
but also they don't give you a timeline in this movie. Like what year it?
Well, I assumed it was. This is supposed to be 70s.
Yes, but then that means this movie came out in like what 2006 or 7 or 9 maybe. I don't remember, but then that means the flash forward takes place in the 90s?
I'm guessing. Oh, there's old Sherry Moon.
Yeah.
I mean, I never envisioned Michael Myers' family as being like this. But evidently, in Rob Zombie's world, they were.
Yeah, Dana. Remember about like the other night when I told you I was going to skull fuck the shit out of you?
You know that kid looks like Piper?
Oh.
Kind of.
I love that. He's a good day. A daddy.
Oh, yeah. That's award-winning daddy there.
Holy shit.
And I'm guessing that's...
That's Jenny all grown up from Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, how horrible. Well, it's supposed to be Judith, I'm assuming. I just want to remember that little girl in the little dress running around with force. So is he a stepdad?
I would have to imagine that. He's pretty incestuous.
Well, I mean, maybe Rob Zombie's third man.
Well, she is a stripper, so she's probably
I guess he killed his pet rats. Yeah, I'm guessing he's not their actual dad. Elvis didn't die.
Elvis left the building.
Killed him with some kind of scalpel. Well, why pay money for it and then kill it?
Yeah, his face is ugly.
Yeah, that kid scared him. That kid has a weird face.
Wow. All before you go to school, you got to put up with all that nonsense.
Yeah. What, my household?
It's just like Dazed and Confused.
And why? Why would they show a kid urinating?
Because that happens. That's one of the spy kids.
Oh boy. They all growed up to be dickheads.
It must be that guy from Cinema Wasteland.
Why are those two guys wearing the same type of shirt?
Ooh. Dude, that's got some curl hair,
see,
man.
He's got the same kind of shirt as the other guy. What are they, a gang or something?
I got that advertisement is part of one of like the mix CDs he put out. Uh-oh. Wow, Richard Lynch.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Richard Lynch. You over there. Shut up. Yeah, I'm going to burn you guys up like I did on Bad Dreams.
Rabbit fur.
Yeah, can you imagine, like, if your mom came to the school and was talking like that? And I don't know, what is the deal with Malcolm McDowell here?
He's earning a paycheck. That's all he's doing now.
I know, but what is this look?
And they had to be, like, sleazy 70s.
Look at that hair. You're a child psychologist. May I ask you, has your son ever had any kind of serious psychiatric therapy? Donald Pleasance was probably rolling over in his grave when this movie came out.
Well, to be honest, I think Malcolm McDowell now is kind of like the Donald Pleasance, because Donald Pleasance did a lot of shit for money in the, you know, between
yeah,
the
but
big movies, the Halloween movies.
I mean, but I think that he took the Dr. Loomis character seriously. I don't really.
Yeah, he did, but I mean, he was.
I don't think anybody was taking any of this stuff seriously. Ew.
He loves him to death.
Evidently, he doesn't love his rats. Yeah, they grow up to be serial killers.
I don't understand, because Rob Zombie thought this was good, because he's explaining why Michael Myers...
Yeah, but there...
This is a... Michael Myers was not a serial killer.
No. If you want to figure out any background on Michael Myers, you read the novelization that they did. You don't have to explain every single thing.
Then they play this music over this, which has no... Fucking and, fuck. My old man's gonna beat my fucking
if
ass.
If we were to count how many times they say fuck in this movie... If you had a drinking game where you drank every time they said fuck, you'd be drunk in 5 minutes.
Well, that breakfast scene would have got you gone.
Yeah. That's another thing. Rob Zombie evidently thinks that everybody
says fuck. I don't understand why he thinks everything... The reason that... I think everybody knows this. The reason it worked because it was... He came from a normal family and it was just, you know, no explanation. When you try to explain everything, that takes away the mystique.
Exactly.
And later on when...
And Michael Myers was a lot more creepy with that mystique.
The thing is, he tried to have it both ways. He explains why he turns into a killer, and then he still got some kind of supernatural shit going on. So you can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. If he was just a serial killer, okay, but then you can't have it... Do both, because that doesn't make any sense.
If he just wanted to make a serial killer movie, don't call it Halloween. Just do, you know, do something else. Have some other kid go crazy or turn into a serial killer. But no, he had to go back and redo a classic horror movie.
Spy Kid's gonna go bye bye.
He probably would have broken his spine by now.
Well, I usually when I get hit on the ground with a big piece of wood, I usually like a little bit more quicker than that. I'm sorry about talking about your mom's tits.
Yeah.
Here's a dollar.
You can give it to your mom.
She don't have to dance for me or nothing. I'm gonna whack off to that later.
And two, that's like, that's overkill with that mask, because that mask looks creepy anyway.
I guess that mask is supposed to be a throwback to the first of the original Halloween.
Yeah, but the original Halloween had a simple, it was a simple clown mask that just, I don't even know if it was a full face mask.
Full facial?
Yeah.
Full frontal. Yeah, kiss.
Yeah, and that was another thing. He had to put, you know, the kid in a kiss shirt. There's all these cliches put in there. Dramatic on TV.
Yeah.
He is a psycho boy.
Badass.
don't know why the mom keeps that dude around. I mean, they don't like each other.
Yeah.
I gotta go dance naked, son. I really shouldn't have let you go after that shit you pulled today at school. Oh, Mom, please. All right, Michael, calm down. You know, tomorrow things are gonna change around here, so I suggest you live it up tonight.
Oh!
Judith! Here. Have they got a picture of Kennedy on the wall? That does not work in that family. Why would he be making a mental list?
I mean, what does he do?
He doesn't do anything. He sits there and drinks and insults everybody.
I don't see why anybody's with him. Did he say something about a hairy cunt? Don't eat too much
candy. No, he said his mom's hair was curly.
Oh. That's what you get when you watch subtitles. Hey, man.
So she comes there to screw somebody. Is that is the stepdad still sitting there?
Oh, here we go. Some Thin Lizzy, I think.
No.
Nazareth.
Yeah.
You can see some dancing. God. I think her ass has went downhill since this, but.
Now I'm going to kill everybody because I couldn't go trick or treating. And my mama's out there. Dancing naked for money.
Hell yeah. Well, we don't see no titties, though, from her.
Well, if I was that kid, I would just, like...
Go.
Just go, you know. Nobody cares anyway.
Well, I'm supposed to feel bad for this kid after he done killed animals and killed that dude.
Beat somebody to death.
Look at that. Damn.
You know what is sad is Sherry Moon seems right at home doing that.
Well, she's part of his, like a dancer on his, for White Zombie, and then I guess they got together.
Gosh, that guy, though, that's with her is so sleazy.
Well, that hair, it looks really kind of fakeish. Titty City! You got nice titties, Jenny.
Oh,
I eat your pussy now. Close your
eyes. Yeah, it's like.
Here's my cock. Here's my cock. You like it? Look. I got a Captain Kirk mask. See?
Yeah, like he has a Michael Myers freaking mask.
Yeah.
No.
That's when you get fucking bored.
Please, don't you ever tell me that.
No, I ain't wearing no masks. Fuck that.
Steve wants me to wear a bag on my
head. Oh, Dana, stop that nonsense. Why does he have a teddy bear?
I have no clue.
On it? No, I would kill people.
I have to ask questions about a lot of the decisions that were made in this room.
Ah, oh, see, he's watching White Zombie, huh? Because it was the name of his band, huh?
Yeah.
Candy Corn, huh?
Where'd he get that candy from?
Maybe he went trick-or-treating.
I don't think he liked it.
Well.
He just threw it.
I don't know.
He ate a piece and then he threw some.
He's pissed and he's going.
That kid looks like he ain't washed his hair or washed his face in a month.
One of those circus peanuts. Those suck.
That's probably. And look, he ain't. His.
I bet that house was full of fucking rats and roaches.
Yeah, he probably didn't pay for his rat. He probably just found it around the house.
That's a very large...
Yes, everybody keeps gigantic rolls of duct tape in their house. And knives. Just randomly placing. Well, I guess he's in the kitchen.
So, he could blame this on the sugar and the candy that made him do it.
He got the beatus.
Yeah, his sugar levels just went crazy. I remember, I can't really look at William Forsythe because I actually took a piss next to him. And he was wearing booty shorts. I mean, like yellow. He had bleached blonde hair.
Did he talk to you?
I'll be honest, I was kind of intimidated. I never talked to him.
You were uncomfortable, probably.
But I was pissing next to him. And he was wearing like yellow booty shorts. I have no clue.
Why?
I guess he was warm.
Coming in. Mom's not
coming home. Kids today have no clue what trick-or-treating is, because trick-or-treating back when I was a young kid was pretty damn cool.
It was when I was a kid, too.
I think it died down in the mid-80s.
Like I said before, it died down because the churches want to take it over and community groups want to take it over and do their thing.
Oh, shit. He's going to cut a new throat for him.
You can't even call a Halloween party a Halloween party anymore, like at the schools and stuff. You got to call it a freaking fall festival.
Fall fest. Look at that, man. That's a mic.
That's like a faucet of blood.
That's like a flood of blood, as they say.
Is he going to taste it?
Nah, he just wants to watch the life go at him. Man, nice.
No audible dialogue. I've never seen that.
Hey, dude. I gotta take a pee, dude.
Why has he got a big lightning bolt on his shirt?
I'm sure they found it at some vintage place.
That costume's pretty lame, though.
Yes, it is pretty lame.
So this kid, he's just somebody that
his
sister is screwing.
What is he doing, making a sandwich?
And he just comes and helps himself to whatever.
Yep. Hey, dude. Hey, little dude.
I'm just making me a sandwich.
He's got the mustard out and everything.
I know.
Man. He's going to play Little League on his head, Dana. T-ball, if you will. Ooh. That's what it says.
That's what he gets for, like, stealing that ham. That kid was going
to
eat that.
At least he got some Jenny ass before he had to go. Right, Sam?
Sam says he don't
want to
know about it. That's awful.
Sam's favorite movie is Forrest Gump, so.
He's probably seen Forrest Gump with me.
I had that one good version of it.
The
Emerald or Sapphire. Yeah.
I think I have it too.
Well, we'll sell yours.
No. That's something I bought pre-Steve.
Hey, I don't. Playing a little Blue Oyster Cult. This is where I need a fast forward button to get to the point.
The point of the knife or what?
Well, the point of this fucking scene here.
Why does he gotta do that? Why don't he just leave the freaking mask on?
Because he wants to look at that ass.
And now it's like he's looking down the
This street. Is the weirdest shit ever. Ain't it? It looks like a fucking... And half his hair is in covering the other eye. It looks like a midget with a giant head.
He looked like he was looking down to see if his penis was getting bigger or something.
Oh, that guy's name's Steve.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, once.
And why was you touching my butt? There's your answer.
Ooh.
No more teenage Jenny.
No, she's still around for a little while longer. The only reason to get this Blu-ray is the making of, which is interesting.
Steve wants to do a commentary
no.
for the making.
No. It has a lot more Jenny in it. It's a fucking one. Is Bill Moseley ain't in this, is he?
I don't know. I forgot. A lot of people were in this. Yeah, why are they playing that music here?
The mask looks super detailed, don't it?
It's super stupid that mask at this point in the movie. It's like Rob Zombie thought everybody was going to say, "Aha, we love you, Rob Zombie. You put that mask in
Yeah,
there.
But the thing is how stupid it... Well, it doesn't make any sense because he... What does he do? Hide it and come back and get it years later? That's the fucking...
I mean, the whole thing was in the original Halloween, he broke into a hardware store and stole the mask.
Well, guess what? They don't sell shit like that in the hardware stores no more.
I know. Yeah. When Halloween came out, I guess they did.
Well, back in the 70s, a hardware store sold everything. Because I remember. I mean,
I remember going into
You had a store and it had everything like that kind of.
There used to be this hardware store called PJ's.
PJ Souls.
In Lewisport. And they had everything. They had toys and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, where's the titties? There's no audible dialogue.
I guess they don't want dead people thinking I'm missing some audio here. I think deaf people would have give up on this movie by now. They would have said, this is shitty.
I don't like this. Look, this sucks.
Steve, don't mock the disabled.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Why does that baby have a hat on, like a sock cap?
Because it's cold.
Do you see anybody with... The baby had it on inside the house.
Baby had a soft skull.
See, and I don't think they needed this. They didn't... There was no need to have all this. Her pulling the sheet off her daughter.
Oh, but she don't get all fucked over Ronnie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Ronnie, no!
This is almost like a Scream thing or something. Ronnie White. I don't think they're that descriptive on news reports.
Well, look at these people. We're frozen, but the lights ain't.
Yeah, I know. It's like...
Let's play freeze frame.
Is he gonna look at us?
Please don't look at us.
Yeah.
No, don't.
Oh. We're supposed to get creeped out like
84 months later.
It's Smith's Grove. This is just, all of this is so unnecessary. Why would it be in the most expensive trial?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty, pretty much clear cut.
And That's stupid too, because in the original movie, Michael Myers didn't talk.
Well, he eventually starts that, but not right away, yeah. Which again makes it.
And you can have all the orange juice you want, kid.
See, they care about his teeth, so they got him the straw. Tell me, Michael. What do you remember
about that night? Oh, God, it's like Boogeyman all over again. They're saying that night. You mean like costume and candy? So you remember nothing about the killing? You remember nothing about getting a knife?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of visually abnormal about the
abnormal things.
He's got fucking long, stringy, shitty hair. Give me a break.
That a kid probably wouldn't have at that time period until later on, like when they were a teenager.
I watched Dazed and Confused.
He's not Wally Wiggins.
Yeah. Wally Wiggins.
And why does Cherry Moon have that god-awful ugly green sweater?
She's mommy. In mommy mode.
Yeah. She's not in stripper mode.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she tried to strip for Malcolm McDowell to get him to let her kid out of the asylum.
Love hurts.
That's what they should have showed, the scene where she's screwing Malcolm McDowell.
And here we go. Convention superstar Danny Trejo.
Well, I like Danny Trejo, but he's been in a lot better movies than this.
And he's been a lot worse.
Well.
Because he's made some shitty.
What was that one thing that he made not very long ago? What was a zombie thing?
He made some shitty movies. But strange thing about him is that he's actually a drug counselor, too. So he does. I don't know. He balances.
That's a good thing.
Well, yeah. When he got out of prison the last time, that's what he got into. And
so, what was he in prison for?
Oh,
killing somebody? Or?
I can't remember. There's a documentary about him which I haven't seen.
I mean, he obviously, I think, in his younger days, probably led a very hard life. And why in the heck did they do that?
Every color.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Color.
What is he, Cousin It? Sam snoring. Yeah, and I don't understand him wanting to make these masks and put them on. That doesn't make sense either. Oh, they like her umbrella.
Yeah. It's plaid with cheetah.
All of a sudden, though, Sherry Moon went from, like, white trash mama to, like, this
well, budding, she has to. You're fugly.
You've got ugly hair, but.
You might grow out of it. I doubt it.
What does he look like now?
I don't know. He was in that Hancock movie with Will Smith, and he kind of looked like a...
Oh, really?
He looked like he just got bigger, and he got a little... I don't know if he's chubby, but he looked a little fuller. I don't think his hair was as long.
But that's many years ago,
he
too.
He reminds me of a deranged Wally Wiggins. Wally Wiggins had blonde hair.
Well, Wally Wiggins got bigger, too.
Chubby. I know. Now he.
There's a lot of fuck.
Now all of a sudden he's going back to fuck and.
I think he's doing some experiment. It's okay, I can go home? What does that mean?
Is this supposed to make you feel some sympathy for the kid?
Yes, Dana.
It doesn't.
You're a cold-hearted bitch, Dana.
Sorry. The suits. Are they going to be able to hear me, Steve?
Yes. Okay. God knows. Everybody can hear you.
Well, Steve has moved his phone down to the coffee table.
That's the recording device.
I know it's the recording device.
It's not a phone. It's a expensive recording device.
Oh, I see.
In the Two Against Studios.
Steve went out, you know, when we decided we were going to do this podcast together, he went out and bought all new equipment.
I cashed in all the equity in our house.
Oh, boy. We're in trouble.
Yep.
She does have some cute little outfits now.
You know what else she's got? A cute little ass.
Well, in your opinion. Sam's trying to sleep.
Come on, fucker.
Why would she say? Golly, these masks are becoming more and more bizarre, I guess. And now his hair's hanging in front of it. Now he doesn't even talk to her, does he?
I don't think he talks to anyone. It looks like he got two servings of peas and carrots or something. Who in the fuck wants to eat that?
So does he constantly have to be away from the other patients? Aren't there any other patients in this place? I live in a room with bars on the window, Mom.
And here comes convention superstar, Sybil Danning.
Yeah, that's another thing. Rob Zombie stuffed this movie with...
Actually, you know what? Bill Moseley is in this movie.
I forget. Who the heck does he play?
You'll see. I met her.
Yeah. I heard some things about Sybil Danning.
She seemed alright. It wasn't too bad.
I mean, not that she was mean or anything. She's just not young anymore.
No, I mean, fuck. Nah, neither of us, any of us are, but... Yeah, man, she was hot as shit. But she did a lot of stuff in like Sweden and, you know, a little sex comedy stuff.
She did some sex.
She was in that. Oh yeah, here we go.
He's killing Sybil Danning.
She was in that Giallo that we watched. I can't remember the name of it.
Too late.
Yeah, no pension for Sybil Danning. Nurse.
Golly, I guess his hair growed out more. They don't believe in haircuts. Now there's no audible dialogue in you.
That's a damn shame.
Somebody turn that damn siren off. Well, Brink don't like it. She's sitting up and looking. Oh, freeze frame.
That's my favorite Jay Giles band song. Freeze frame.
Well, it was. It was a freeze frame of, dare I say it, Michael Myers.
I want everybody to take a moment here. We're getting ready to lose Sherry Moon Zombie.
Oh.
Let anybody feel. She has a real, she has a fucking projector. I mean,
I'm guessing what Rob Zombie is trying to say with this scene is that she had a normal, happy life, and then her husband died, and everything went to shit, and she had to become a stripper. And
it must have went shit storm pretty quick.
And I'm wondering if
she don't. It's like I don't care about my baby.
Rob Zombie was trying to say that Michael Myers had an unhealthy relationship with his mother.
But she killed herself with a baby in the room.
Yeah, this is Rob.
Or a baby in the house. And there's
Fat Bill Moseley.
Nope, that is convention superstar Lou Temple.
Oh, Lou Temple.
Some papooses, Dana.
Papooses. Well, you don't, but you're opening the door. Oh, yeah, that's real nice. Call somebody a fuck nut.
It's funny because, like, there was a movie called Mass Maker, and it this looks like it should have been called Mass Maker.
Well, that would have been a better movie than Halloween. And is this convention superstar who?
Tyler Mane. Is that what it is? Who I remember seeing in wrestling as Big Sky or something.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, WCW. But yes, he's a big son of a buck.
Yeah, but he didn't have to be big. I mean, there wasn't anything big
that's
and bulking about.
That's the again. Player. That's another thing that he didn't need to be a giant.
No.
I mean, how many serial killers have you seen that are giant people? Very rarely.
Usually they're little. You know.
They may be tall.
Unassuming people.
I've seen. There's one guy I know who's probably over 6 feet, but 6'4". He killed his mom and stuff, but he wears like nerdy ass glasses and he kind of looks like a goof, even though he killed his mother and killed a bunch of other people.
Well, or you got people like Ted Bundy that killed, bunches and bunches of women, but he was like, apparently he looked like the type of guy that you'd want your daughter to bring home.
And now we have the look of the current convention superstar Michael McDowell.
Yeah.
Captain Paycheck, as I've heard him called.
Captain Paycheck.
Because he's been in so much shit.
Well,
I mean,
I would like to meet Michael McDowell, but not to talk to him about this movie.
I don't know if he's probably up there now, $40-$50.
Well,
and I was like, no.
I don't want to talk to him about a Clockwork Orange or something like that.
When he had integrity. He's kind of lost it.
When he was screwing chicks from the record shop and Fast Motion. My dad hates that movie, by the way. Clockwork Orange.
Yeah. Well, his thighs will drive you crazy. They will take from you
your innocence, your pride. See, and that's another thing Donald Pleasance wouldn't have been doing. These eyes do not see what you and I see. Because
do you see what I see?
Donald Pleasance's Sam Loomis was not trying to get notoriety or anything. He was just trying to stop evil.
These eyes.
The Guess Who playing the background. Sam thinks we're crazy.
He says, can I go back to the animal shelter now? You guys are weird.
I don't think he wants to go back there. You don't want to go back to feeder supply.
Yeah, they feed you there. They have supplies of feed.
We feed you, Sam. You gain weight after you come here. Oh.
Hey, convention superstar, Courtney Gaines.
Okay, it reminds me of
when I go to work, I always bring some whiskey.
See, there are other patients there.
Yeah, but so what they're saying is basically almost everybody's the fucking corrupted and.
Yeah, it's I mean, the whole shit. The whole world is full of
there's no good people in this, there's no good people in this world at all.
You know, I guess Rob Zombie has a very bleak outlook on.
In the movies, he likes like Living Dead Girl and other other kind of movies. He really likes like I get Black Sunday and stuff like that. There's good people in that. There's not everybody's fucking got some kind of weird. Shit going on, like they're bad.
Why are they coming into his?
They're wanting to fuck. They're just fucking him, or fucking with him. Are they gonna fuck the girl on his bed? Like that's a great thing.
Oh yeah, let's screw this chick on Michael Myers' bed. That's a.
You want some fucking pussy? Yeah. I want to get some PJ Souls.
Yeah, the whole world's full of a bunch of rapists.
I know.
Lowlifes.
Whoa.
I don't think this was the highlight of Courtney Gaines' career.
Yeah, dude. That's a lowlife. Well, he's doing better than Isaac. Children of the Corn. So yeah, most guys want to have their
do that. See these guys.
They want to fuck everybody. They want to fuck right after each other. I call you. He's more of a faggot because he's doing that.
Oh, he touched his And they call him Mikey. Or maybe one of those guys is called Mikey. I don't know.
No.
Well, he's dead.
There goes Lou Temple.
Left a rather large smear on.
He's got, I'm sure he's got pictures for sale of this movie with him in it.
Oh, probably. I wonder if Courtney Gaines has people coming up to him.
Probably not.
Asking about, when you're in that Halloween remake and you were fucking some chick.
Yeah.
That was cool, man.
And you had that girl's ass grind, when you were bumping into her ass, her naked ass, was that cool? I'm not really sure if at a mental hospital or just whatever the fuck this is, you would have like skeletons on the wall and stuff.
No.
Because, you know, that could probably set off some mentally unbalanced peoples.
And two, you know, I'm assuming he's in the same mental hospital. I would think when he was a kid, they would have had him in a place where other kids were at.
Well, apparently no. In the zombie verse. He was in this.
He's just mixed in.
He's like, what, you know, in this shithole.
He's speaking in Spanish.
Isla Bonita. He's almost... Oh, wow.
I don't think he's gonna answer you.
Don't do nothing. We're both gonna regret later, okay, Mikey?
I think Danny Trejo better turn into machete real quick.
Yeah. Take your hair out of that cap.
He don't, machete don't play. Machete don't trick or treat.
You shouldn't have wasted time saying what you're gonna do. Just, you should have just done it. Stupid move.
Well, apparently it doesn't matter if you're nice or not. Yeah.
He doesn't care. He wants out of this place.
Well, at least he's just going to drown you.
I'd rather him just kill me quick. Drown.
Well, what you can do is play dead. I would play dead. How's he gonna fucking know?
I don't know. But he might just keep holding you under there for a while. Well, till you're dead anyway.
Awesome. I love the underwater stuff. It's amazing how they do that underwater.
Well, I guess if he had done that earlier.
Trejo is Spanish for drowned. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
That's not good.
Crash. Telephone rings.
He had a wedding ring on him.
Sam.
Huh.
Sam, it's
Coplinson. Who the hell's that?
Dr. Coplinson. He's out.
Michael. Ladies and gentlemen, convention superstar, Clint Howard.
Why the hell is Clint Howard in this? I must have blocked all this out.
Dana Lynn met him, and he was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was cool. But why is he in this?
Because... Zombie wanted to...
I doubt anybody asked him about... there's that Tom Sawyer song by who?
Rush?
Yes.
And we're getting ready to meet a... I would say a convention all-star coming up.
Bill Moseley?
Nope. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, All-Star, Ken Foray.
Oh, God.
And it's Grizzly, something or other. Who's got
he
the shits.
Grizzly.
He gets the shits here in a minute. I met him when he was eating. I have a picture with him, but he's just, I guess he stopped chewing for a minute. He's not my evil dad. Dawn of the Dead.
They brought Angus Grim food when I met him, and I was going to let him eat, you know. He was like, you know, he was paying attention to me, but.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering how he got it. When you're taking a shit, there's nothing like looking at naked chicks.
Yeah, I'm sure that's, not something that Steve would do.
I probably have done it, but I don't like, God damn, look at that tits. Because, like, I'm shitting. Whoa!
That's gross.
He needs a manicure.
What is that? Amazing.
That's fake, probably.
Hey, buddy. Just give you a heads up. I got a taco deluxe.
Gross. Like, we need to know that.
God. You know it's nasty then, don't you?
So I'm guessing he's a trucker or whatever,
yes,
but, you know, it's like truck drivers are, like, extra sleazy or something.
Look,
his a-holes will be sorry.
Well, he looks pretty good for his age. Like they say, black don't crack.
He ain't even a white. Gross. Let me
introduce myself. That motherfucker.
I'm Joe Grizzly.
Yeah, Joe Grizzly, bitch. I'm Halloween. I'm jack-o'-lantern face, bitch. Don't stick his head in the toilet with his taco deluxe.
Well, at least he didn't eat enchiladas.
Yeah. It's gonna fuck you up.
That Mexican stuff real,
wasn't it? Oh! Yeah, your punching ain't gonna stop that, Grizzly. And that's how... this is the origin story of BJ and the Bear.
It is.
Yep. He became BJ.
Why? Did he take his shoes? Okay.
He took his overalls.
Yeah, but what if he got shit on him?
Danny.
I guess he don't care.
Ladies and gentlemen, convention superstar, Dee Wallace. She has her own
credit. Why would Mr. Sandman be playing?
She has her own credit card machine, Dana.
And look, they're saying all kinds of shit and everything. They're not saying fuck.
Well, shit's okay, Dana.
Well, they said another word, too.
Convention superstar, Scout Taylor Thompson.
Woo! Who is not my idea of Laurie Strode. The wrong way. Oh, whoa, whoa. Hey, that is so not funny. See, I mean, why does she have to be overly...
Because that's what the fuck they did it.
Overly sexual, I guess, would be the word. That, I don't talk to my mom that way.
You fingered a whole lot of donuts and bagels, Dana, in front of your mom.
No, I didn't. Well, I guess they're trying to say she was part of the Myers household, so that's why she screwed up.
Oh, it's genetic. Is that what you think?
Yeah. Hey, you think you could glue Mr. Holmes' arms on? Have a good day, Megan. His arm fell off.
Get her ex-husband, John, what's his name, Stone?
Huh?
You know her, Dee Wallace, when she was Dee Wallace Stone?
And she's saying, she's like, leave me alone, Tommy, you know.
She's not a good person, babe.
Okay, so where did they film this?
What do you think? I don't know.
Well, I just wonder if they filmed it in California.
Sam, get your smell down. There you go, big dog.
Sam looks cute beside your jack-o'-lantern. There's Brink.
So I guess he came back.
So we're almost an hour into this thing before, like,
well, this is the,
shows up.
Well, yeah, because it did the prequel.
They had to have the whole freaking backstory.
Yeah, now we're in the remake portion. Okay. Here's my... Okay, so it's down here, but how did it get down here?
I have no idea.
I mean, he's digging...
So he saved his knife.
And it's like, it's not rusted. Mask. It must be that good stainless steel.
That stupid
yes.
knockoff mask from Spencer's.
The hair feel good, Dana.
Because that's exactly what. You know what? If
it looks like Scott Bakula. For some reason.
If it was a real latex mask and it had been there for that long, it probably would disintegrate whenever he tried to put it on.
It probably stink.
He don't care.
That's Tommy Doyle. He grows up to be, what's his face?
Grows up to be
Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Paul Rudd. Hold my books, please. What is he, your boyfriend?
He-Man
lives in
there. He-Man?
Oh, no, Tommy. Don't even joke about it. I'm serious.
That kid kind of looks... That hair doesn't fit the 90s or whatever the freak is it supposed to be.
I'm guessing it's supposed to be 90s.
Oh, no, Tommy. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's pulling me. Oh, no, Tommy.
Can you imagine, what's her name doing that?
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah,
acting because Jamie Lee Curtis took that role a lot more seriously.
I don't know if she took it seriously. I just think it was... Halloween is so simple story. I mean,
did he just kiss that?
He smelled it, dang.
Oh. I thought he
has mask lips. I don't know how he's gonna kiss it. Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Harris, convention superstar,
Scarefest superstar.
Yes, and little lady. She's a little lady with
a
big leg tattoo.
I remember my cousin Heather talking about. How small she was.
I mean, she's sexy as hell, but that leg tattoo is pretty strange.
And it's weird to put her in this remake when she was in the sequels.
I don't know who the other girl is. Yeah, motherfucking.
Wait a second. Chick looks familiar, the other one. Steve, that's my foot that has the sore toe on it. Maybe not. I don't know. I didn't know that.
Do you like that house that had like 15 pumpkins in?
This is all your fault. I mean, you're
responsible. Well, I was going to say, convention superstar, but he does some conventions. But Udo Kier, just a general weirdo.
Have you met him?
No.
Okay.
I know he goes hardcore when he goes to some conventions.
Really? Like how?
Well, he's part of that documentary. What was it called? I forgot what the heck it was called. It was that girl up in Canada who had like started a film festival.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, they had Udo Kier come and he was like dubbing or doing live, they were dubbing the movie on VHS that he was
okay.
in.
Wasn't he on Mark of the Devil?
Yes, Dana. That's okay. Back when he was a young man.
Yes, I know.
And he was, I guess most people think he was attractive. But not, and now he just looks like kind of strange.
Like a weirdo.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you want us to do? Yes,
I mean, they cast him as a vampire in Blade.
I mean, Clint Howard does a good job in that role. It's just, this movie is just a mess.
He was casting a vampire, I think, in like Blade, and he looks like a vampire to me.
Who?
Udo Kier.
Oh. Did he call them fuckers?
I don't know. He looks skinny as hell, old Clint Howard there. His head's like gigantic with that toupee on it. That rug. Here we go, fuck. They got one fuck. Two. Three.
Yeah, PJ Souls. Yeah, she could have done that.
Four. Dana flashes her snatch all the time.
I think not.
Yeah.
See, that was never brought up either. Here's more backstory that we do not need.
So Annie is Nancy Loomis' character.
Yeah.
And the other girl's supposed to be PJ Souls.
Yes.
Totally.
Oh, I can't believe they stuck that in there, too.
See, just say it again. Totally. See, get it?
Yes, dear. We get
totally.
It. What is Juve?
Look it up. Oh. Urban Dictionary in France.
I'm not on up on all this lingo. I guess Rob Zombie is.
I think Danielle Harris could go back and become prom queen somewhere. Smell my snatch. Five. Six.
Now she's saying, gosh, you guys are crazy.
Totally. She's goosing her ass. Uh-oh.
Oh, it's...
Convention man. Superstar! Brad Dorff! Hey, Mr. Brackett. Nice furry hat, Mr.
Brackett. What's up, Dad? I'm on my way home. Steve, I have a sore toe. Steve, that's gross.
You're gross.
Steve touches my feet and
Dana was flashing her snatch to me. I'm not kidding.
I was not.
She emailed me texted me a picture of her snatch. Then she sent me a drawing of it, which she can't draw very good, so it was kind of strange.
Steve, we've been together all day. Why would I have to text you?
That's a good question. Why did you?
When we were in the Spirit of Halloween store or whatever.
I don't know. Did you do it then? I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, I found a bathroom in there.
Yeah.
No,
you had a Garfield mask on and you're just standing there with your pants down.
Steve, that's enough. People might listen to this and really believe you.
They believe me. Did Dee Wallace get her credit card machine broke at the table?
Her credit card machine?
Yeah, you don't know if she had a credit card machine where you could get autographs? You can use a credit card now?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, or your debit card. Yeah.
She's probably the only person that's had that.
No, I think she's the first. She's making.
Did she have that at Horror Hound?
Oh, I don't know, but she's. I mean, she at one point she was using that. Is that his dick bone?
Yeah, I'm gonna do more sleazy.
Look, Mom, he's got a boner. You bagel fucking.
Chandler.
Yeah, from Friends, Chandler. Hello? Yes, Sheriff Frank, please. Dr. Samuel Loomis. Yeah, hello? Hello? I'm on my cellular phone. Your cellular phone?
Yeah, like, what kind of cell phones did they have? Like, I'm assuming this is early 90s.
I don't know, it looks like flip phones, so it doesn't make sense. Late 90s. Hey, Defensive Superstar! Sid Haig! I didn't remember him in this motherfucker.
I didn't remember a lot of these people in it. I must have blocked everything out. Young boy like
that. Sid Haig! He got official clown business, Dana.
Later, after this movie's over.
Before this movie, Dana. God
damn son of a bitch. What fucking kids? Jesus Christ! Don't they think I have anything better to do with my time to clean up this shit, fucking little idiots? God damn it! Where the hell are you going? Who would do such shit like this? I think I know whose grave that is.
It's Rob Zombie's mother.
I'm Steve.
Daisy Zombie. Oh, that's a... Yeah, Trick or Treat from 86. Woo! Skippy.
I wish.
Skippy's on there.
I wish we were watching that movie.
Oh, look. You can drive with a jack-o'-lantern on your dash. Look how trashy that looks.
Is that on Linda?
That's PJ Soul's character.
In the van?
It totally sucks that
they're sold. Totally, Dana.
Yeah, oh, man. God. Is he like that 90s slacker type dude?
What the? They didn't
Steve, do that. Don't do
they
that.
Didn't do anything in the Myers house in the original, right?
No. They went over to Lindsay's house.
They kind of like really fucked up all that nonsense. Oh, shit. They got a Michael Myers. Home. No, they got a Michael Myers animatronic up there.
Oh. Mm. I think this is why Steve likes this movie.
No, what I like, it's giving me ideas. I want to go screw in an abandoned house.
With a killer in there?
No. Oh, wait, right there? His penis is cramping.
And guys don't normally do that, you know, say, oh, I'm cramping.
That means he jizzed, Dana. When his leg cramped.
And now she's just going to drink a beer.
Yeah.
Another beer.
You get it. I'm the one that just did all the heavy lifting.
And he's got to have glasses like that look like the glasses from the 70s.
Yeah. I'm going to bring a boombox and a jack-o'-lantern thing, and we're going to screw on a thing, yeah.
What are they saying? Zero.
Wait a second. Where's he going to get a beer? This is an abandoned house.
I have no idea.
I don't understand.
Nothing that's making sense, and everything's all run together now. Maybe they stored some beer there earlier.
Yeah, there's in the fridge that's still working with electricity in an abandoned house. No, he's going.
No, they're drinking warm beer.
He's going out to the fucking, what you call it? Yay! Don't Fear the Reaper!
Oh, everybody's still listening to that song.
Yeah. It's on the playlist still. Yes. Oh, okay. So.
He went out to the van to get it.
Yeah. Everybody's got coolers of beer. That's a phone I used to have back in. I had that shit in like 2000.
What?
Two.
Did you see what Annie said earlier today? It's during my so-called cheerleading stuff.
My so-called life was on TV.
So-called life, yeah. Oh, I don't know. He's got a bunch of damn empty cans.
What the hell, dude? What the crap?
There's no beer.
Who ate my beer, man?
Anyway.
Who ate it?
Yeah, who ate my beer? You should call somebody after you fuck. After we have private time. Like her.
I'm not going to call somebody after that. Of course, my mom has called me afterwards.
Oh, great. Did she call you a slut?
No.
Oh.
I just meant she called me on the phone. Steve probably smells like a culto.
Dana.
What? Your mom's not going to listen to this.
I don't care. I'm almost 50. I don't care. So
you wouldn't care if we took a picture of you and put it on Facebook and there was...
No, we're not going to... I don't need
I'm
drama.
I'm teasing.
I don't need drama, Dana. See, he's doing the head tilt, but you're 50 miles away, so you can't see it like in the original.
Can't she tell that that's not him, though? Because this guy is gigantic.
Oop. Her tits are bigger than TJ's. But I kind of like PJ's too.
Okay, I met PJ Souls. So over. Did you.
Yeah.
Here, please.
It's kind of strange seeing someone like that many years later.
And I don't think John Carpenter's Michael Myers would have done that.
Well, Michael Myers. Tommy, do you think he'd be grateful to touch you that bad? Ooh, landing strip.
They shave.
Save the sides. I don't know what's going on with the shaky cam. But John Carpenter recently came out and called this a piece of shit. Which I think that's
did
awesome.
He really?
Yes, he did.
Yay, John Carpenter.
Yep, that was awesome. Because I mean, obviously it is. It's
like, did they do like an audio interview with him or?
I don't know how, but I don't know what context. But yeah, it was awesome.
I wonder if anybody asked him when he was at Fright Night if, what he thought about that.
I don't know, but yeah. It is a piece of shit. It's this, and I, if there's any kids out there who think this is better than the original, they're just dumb.
Well, the people I'm worried about are the people that have seen the original and they've seen this.
Ladies and gentlemen, monkeys, Tommy, Dolts.
Oh, Mickey Dolls.
Mickey Dolls. Yeah.
Why is it? I have no idea.
I guess Rob Zombie likes the monkeys.
I doubt it.
He does look like a, he could pass for a redneck.
There.
Look at that.
Now she's acting all goody-goody.
Ain't she supposed to be babysitting?
Ain't she supposed to be babysitting Tommy Dole? A dead little Red Riding Hood. Yeah.
They break out.
Amateur night.
Yeah, that's right. Amateur night.
Well, it's kind of late to be babysitting now, ain't it?
I mean, the... Oh, I hope they show Dee Wallace turning into a poodle.
A poodle?
Like in Howling at the end? She turned into a poodle. It goes, oh, she ain't old enough to drive. Danielle Harris.
Yeah, right. Vacation.
That's what movie he wanted to be in, is the remake of National Lampoon's Vacation. They get stuck in this. Boom!
Oh my God.
Is that a, did he hit him?
I have no idea.
Maybe not.
I guess he stabbed me.
We got Candy.
And why in the world did she try to, like, grab something?
Why didn't she swing?
The sad thing.
Why are we looking at a fucking phone?
Floor.
Didn't he stab her?
It's supposed to be her view of the phone, I guess. I don't know.
Fuzzy? Here we go, shaky. I thought Dee Wallace was a badass. I don't think so.
Well, they stuck her in this movie and said, "You're playing Mrs. Strode."
He cracked her back good. She probably feel a lot better. Why are you wearing your glasses up there and you can't see? It was a 1980s movie.
He's my only friend.
Uwe LaMelle made it. Uwe LaMelle comes out and he makes another Boogeyman sequel.
He's made many.
He's a cannibal?
Oh my God, a Boogeyman!
Yeah, terrify the kids. That's a real nice babysitter. Is she making popcorn?
Yeah, making popcorn. We're going to watch a scary movie. What kind of scary movie?
No, it looks like she's just cleaning up after.
I got my period.
I'm not pregnant.
D. Wallace is dead.
What?
Ooh! He likes boys, Dana.
He likes boys? I don't know. This movie's taking a turn that I don't think it needs to go to. So. Oh, there's Lindsay Wallace. Or I guess that's Lindsay Wallace.
Yeah. Let's go see Tommy Doyle.
What? How do you disappear so fast?
See, he's supernatural.
Yeah, exactly. I said get your coat on. We're going over to your late night lover, Tommy Doyle's house.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
See, she's one of those bratty kids.
Come on, you little cock tease. That's one of you should have said that.
Missing headstone doesn't prove anything.
Well, I think you're wrong, sir. I think it does prove he's here in Haggerty.
It was a Halloween prank. Kids pull shit like that all the time.
Yeah, Dana.
What?
They pull shit like that all the time, Dana.
According to Brad Dourif.
Kids.
But,
so you're saying that one man...
What in the... What kind of doing is that?
Doc, I may have been born, but I wasn't born yesterday.
That's the Hattonfield Burger Place lights.
Burger joint.
Big Kahuna Burger.
Alright, I'll tell you what I'll do.
I'm going to call a Chucky, and he's going to come down here and kill your ass.
He's going to kill everybody.
Dad.
It's walking amongst us.
Doc, it sounds to me like you're talking about the Antichrist.
Well, perhaps I am.
I played Charles Lee Ray, damn it. What?
Charles Lee Ray.
Yeah, that's who Brad Dourif was at the beginning of Charles Lee.
I was talking about Calvin Ray Young from the...
Calvin Ray Young?
I think it's from David Gooseland's Cry.
Oh.
I've never watched.
I watched it. No offense to Goose, but I don't think you need to watch it.
You better leave Dizzy, what's his name, Stacey T. Gillespie alone.
Gosh.
So he just, how come he's just got good makeup?
Where's your girlfriend, Lori?
No idea. See, he hates girls. He's gay.
Okay, that's a little bit weird.
Go worship your God. What the fuck is that about?
I guess the televisions are gone.
I don't know. Bill Trammer. Yeah.
Okay, so what kind of retarded is he?
He's like, he fucks like a retard. Doesn't he get killed in the second one?
He gets run over.
Look, see, they're
and
fucking.
Blows up and catches on fire.
They're dry humping each other. You're goofy, bitch.
Dude, she's fucking hot. Really?
She's fucking goofy. That's what he said. Goofy.
Did she? Or did
oh, there's two fucks within 30 seconds.
Why do people call each other sexy?
Because that makes them feel better. Sexy.
I don't know why, like, two guys or two girls would call each other sexy.
Girls can get away with that shit. Guys would never do that. I'm pretty high.
which is why they didn't have Donald Pleasance be going and talking to people and trying to sell his book.
I first met Michael 17 years ago.
No, because...
No, it was 15 years ago.
He was 15 years ago. Well, he said first met him. He was in...
I'm sorry, you cannot do it.
Boo. I have a boner and then my bone knows. Fucker. Skull fucker. It's got
it's never good.
My paycheck is trembling.
This movie is not good.
Good. No, that's a perfect summation. This is Dee Wallace.
And there's blood all over the place.
This is the Dee Wallace residence. If you'd like an autograph, please leave your credit card number with the three-digit ID and expiration date, and I will send one out right away.
I wonder what Charles Cyphers thinks of this.
Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. He's probably not thinking too much about this shit. Uwe LaMelle movies?
You know, if I was that kid, I'd be ready to take that damn makeup off.
Like, Curse of the Zodiac and Mummy Massacre or Mummy Maniac.
That makeup is too perfect.
What they should do is have Tommy Doyle read an Ant-Man comic.
Ant-Man?
Yeah, because Paul Rudd's Ant-Man.
Oh,
my God, they're attacking her.
They're going to grab her vagina and her boobs.
Yeah. She's got yeast. They're going to make her pee.
Didn't it, like, faded into this? That's weird.
Oh, I'm gonna stretch that pussy out? Whoa. Finally got to see some of her titties, because that's one thing I'd been wanting to see forever.
What has he got? Freaking black underwear on?
Is he in her?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, talk dirty, bitch! He's hunchback. Ooh, her pussy's warm, Dana.
I don't want to know.
Woo! That's what I wanted to know. I thought it would be warm, and now I have confirmation. Her vagina's warm, Dana. God. I've been wanting to see her titty since she's a little girl, Dana.
Steve, that's wrong. That's so wrong. You wanted to see her boobs before she had any boobs.
No, I didn't. But I'll look at them now. Nice.
Yeah, Rob Zombie said, Danielle, this is what I want you to do.
It'd be better if it like showed his heart on.
You're going to be showing your boobies plenty in my film.
Whoa, sidekick. Someone knows some fucking Tybo. Get that fucking spork and get him.
He's got to roll her over so he can get a good look at her boobs again.
I've always wanted to see her titties.
Tyler Mane does that one too, also.
She's going to get her titties all dirty, sliding on the floor.
She's got a bloody nose.
Oh, God. Am I wrong? Is there some kind of, like, like implication that he raped her in this scene or something?
I don't want to think about that. I mean, this,
I'm not sure.
Well, I guess even Michael Myers gets horny.
Well, Daniel Harris. Hell yeah.
Oh, sure, leave the kid alone.
Are you sure you don't tell me, you little pussy boy? It's a wonder if they remade this that Tommy would be like transsexual or something. He'd be trans.
Transgender.
Or he'd be questioning. Just to be fucking stupid.
Everybody'd be offended too.
He would use the wrong bathroom and people would go ape shit. Yeah.
3 months later, I find out from a friend of mine, Mason Strickland, that he's adopted a baby.
Yeah, strobe lights. He was the inventor of strobe lights.
It's strode.
Oh. Whatever. There's toilet paper in the fucking...
Okay, come here.
Look,
here.
So she's going to take her back to an empty house, or...
No, I guess Annie was supposed to have sex with Paul and then, you know, it's like give us an hour or something.
That's not good.
Why has this kid got old lady jacket on?
She kind of looks like a little old lady. See, that's not sexy.
Not with blood on him.
See, why did he leave her alive? Because
I don't know. That doesn't make sense either.
Cause, yeah.
Cause Rob Zombie couldn't bear to
kill Danielle Harris.
Danielle Harris and her fantastic titties.
Fantastic titties, slide, slide, slippity slide.
Her titties were sliding on the floor.
Little nipples look
she
hard.
She looks
though.
Like how she did it as a little girl in Howling 4 and 5.
Stop it. You're killing me.
Her face does. She still does that thing.
Yeah.
Her face.
My penis still does the thing when I see her.
Steve, stop being like that.
I can't.
And why is she all sprawled out like that?
It's my fucking house.
Mrs. Brackett, what's the nature of the emergency?
No, that's... Where is... Daughter was supposed to be babysitting.
For God's sake, how long is it going to take to get there?
It's about 10 minutes.
What? Please, you gotta...
And calling her baby.
Sexy, hold on. Sexy, hold on.
This movie's so horrible. It's horrible, dogs.
I mean, the scene where Nancy Loomis was in the laundry room or something.
And she got stuck.
Yeah, all that shit. I don't remember Nancy
and
Lewis.
She didn't even get Paul. She was supposed to go and get Paul, and Michael Myers gets her. I don't know why he freaking left her alive.
For the sequels, then she gets killed. Tommy Doyle.
He's still got that freaking makeup on. that little girl ain't acting all tough, Queen of Sheba, my ass.
She's
now.
Queen of shit pants now.
In the bathroom? What is this, a tornado drill?
It's in the tub, yeah.
I think they got their emergencies mixed up. When somebody's trying to kill you, you don't get in the bathroom.
You stand in like a doorway.
A doorway?
You don't remember that? That was something, if you don't, that's one thing, to stand in a doorway, inside doorway.
I know interior rooms of the house when there's supposed to be a tornado. If you don't have a basement.
Are you all right?
He's out there, please help me!
The door's locked. Are you able to unlock the door?
See, and
one but lights.
This kind of diffuses everything because the cops never.
The cops are there.
Is he gone? No, there's no one out here.
Well, only Loomis came at the end of the original one.
Well, because there's a lot of extra shit that happened before this in the original, like sticking him with the yarn, the knitting.
Yeah. Well, Rob Zombie just wanted to have more people for Michael Myers to kill, I guess.
Who has a bathroom with fucking glass doors? Shoot it, bitch!
Did it have a mirror on the back of the door?
I don't know. And he shot him once, but...
Because we have one, not a mirror on our door.
Yeah, but it's a door with a mirror on it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was wondering if this...
No, it's shaky.
Shaky hand. Extreme shaky.
Whoa, earthquake. Mr. Sandman.
I don't know why.
Give me a dream.
We're playing boom, boom, Mr. Boom,
boom.
Sandman.
Ba-ba-da-da-ba-na-ma-ni-ni.
No, it was just going bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. They got toilet paper in the trees.
And why does he carry everybody like this?
That's his carrying style, Dana. Remember how I carry you? I got my own style. It's kind of like I'm going to fall down.
Because I'm so heavy and fat?
No, because my back.
I call Steve to re-injure his back. Because I'm a fat so.
No, you're not. Stop. You ever want to see your daughter with blood on her titties? There you go.
Yeah, he's not even like she's topless.
T-O-P-L-E-S-S.
Rob's always like, I gotta get another shot of the boobs.
Daniel Harris is topless over here.
Yeah, hurry.
Call TMZ.
He took her back to his house.
Just wait there. Don't move.
He took her to see a mouse.
That's no, to his house.
Oh.
That's nonsense, too. They don't need to do that.
No, like there's a bunch of shit coming up with a fucking inside the walls or something and nonsense.
Like here?
Yes. She can't see because she ain't got... Class...
What is that?
That's PJ Souls.
That is not PJ Souls.
She's totally naked.
And totally dead.
Yeah. See how effective that is?
He's decorated up there. Is she in an attic?
No, it looks like the basement because, I mean, it's dirt. But he's got a jack-o'-lantern with a light in it.
Oh.
See how effective the original was with her on the bed and the tombstone, and this is just like nothing.
That's why nobody ever needed to give Rob Zombie permission to remake this movie.
It was,
but I guess at the time, Mustafa Akkad thought that would keep the Halloween.
I thought it'd be thing refresh
going. And unfortunately, Mustafa Akkad got blown up.
Mustafa Akkad.
I think him and his daughter got blown up in some foreign country.
Well. Boo.
Oh, yeah, he took his mask off and said, boo. Why does the mask look different sometimes, like when it's far away?
That's the far away mask.
I had a close up mask and a far away mask.
I don't understand. Please, just leave me alone.
You're my sister.
I don't know. Please.
He's gonna take his mask off.
Is it gonna be Nick Castle?
No. Nick Castle needs to come say, I was the shape. I am the shape. Get out of this movie. No, I wanna kill you. That looks weird. It looked like Scout Taylor Compton was like naked. Those were her naked legs there, the way they had the position. Yeah, I want to help you. And then well, who's gonna let her out?
But that stab should have killed him, I would have thought. But
well, now they're trying to make the supernatural stuff.
Well, you know, he got shot and doesn't show any signs of it.
He's like, all right, now we'll kill your ass. I was going to be nice to you. And you stabbed me. It looked like the mask was starting to rot there. Like a chain link fence in there.
Yeah.
How'd our chain link fence gate get there?
So is this the neighbors or did the Myers have a pool?
I didn't think they had no pool. They couldn't afford it.
No, so.
On strippers' wages, you don't get no pool.
Strippers make a lot of money, especially her. She would have made a ton. I'd gave her some money.
You would gave her money and she'd give you a
yes
private session.
Yes. With release.
She'd be your private dancer.
Dancer for money. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, shit.
I remember the showdown in the pool.
Do you? I don't. I'm telling you, I blocked this stuff out.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's you again.
Samuel. Samuel.
Michael, please stop.
He's trying to do the presence thing there. You think he probably studied Donald Pleasance? Rob Zombie said, this is the way I want you to play it.
Art's not safe. And this ain't art.
Oh, this is trash. Ow, my leg. It's all right. We're going to make another, like a shitty sequel to this, and you're going to be in the hospital.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is the only version now. Let me see if I... Loomis is alive in the second one, but... He gets killed in this one in the director's cut, so... It doesn't make any sense.
Rob Zombie's not worried about that.
So, they went by the theatrical cut that no one can have on home video.
Because Rob Zombie wanted them to have this.
And so, yeah, so it's just like, doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's like he's gonna have a stroke here. No shit. I do believe it was.
It's Uwe LaMalle. That's when it should have ended, right? Right after he said that.
Yeah.
And he goes back and looks at the pool, and it's not there.
And the body's not there. Why does he always say that? Michael, stop. Michael, stop.
It's not her fault. It's my fault. I failed you. Please let her go.
All right.
See?
Yeah.
So, it's ridiculous.
This whole thing is ridiculous.
It's for god dang ridiculous.
The whole idea of Rob Zombie remaking this is ridiculous.
So Hurt is to get back in the house.
Did he poke his eyeball?
Yeah. Now she's going to dig through the fucking rooms. It's like Bad Ronald or something behind there.
And she's doing like Jamie Lee Curtis did on the second one. Like, she can't move. She has to crawl.
Oh, I bet. Now, she's between the walls now. Which, thank God I don't have an old house that has between the walls shit. You imagine the rats and shit you could have between the walls?
Yeah. Thump.
That's right. Thump. That's when I take a dump.
No, it makes a splash.
Wash your ass. There he is.
Rob Zombie just took a huge dump. That's what this movie was. He said, film my dump. Is your thing flashing? Or oh, okay.
You're flashing.
No, I didn't know what...
You're flashing me your snatch.
Stop that, Steve. I told you people will believe that. Because they believe everything Steve tells them.
I know. I have that way. Give me money, everyone.
And tomorrow people will be sending you money.
Yes.
Special Sunday delivery.
Yep. Hold your mouth so you don't make noise, Dana.
That never works.
Now, about this time out in the theater, I was going, oh, shit, it's continuing.
It's still going. But, like, when you left the theater, were there people who was like, man, that movie was awesome?
No, I don't know. Me and my Jeff, my friend, and his wife was like, I felt almost.
Oh, so Jeff and Denise went to see it?
She had free passes. I felt so sad, and I was kind of mad that she had used her free passes to see this shit. I didn't know what to say other than sorry.
What did they say? Hey, Steve, you know of any horror movies they're playing? We got free passes.
I guess. I don't remember, but it was horrible.
Well, I mean, that wasn't your fault.
No time in a movie theater is like, this is horrible.
But I just wondered if there were any people that watching it, like when y'all left, that
I don't recall.
You heard saying it was cool.
Just remember how shitty it was.
So did they think it was shitty too?
They were speechless. So I really didn't hear anything out of them. But I mean, I don't think they could think it. I mean, reasonable people would think this is nut crap.
Well, there must have been enough people that thought it was good that they made a damn second one.
Well, Rob Zombie didn't want to come back for it. When they finally did, he just made some.
He just threw stuff on.
He just made something to kill it completely.
But then wasn't he going to do part three?
No, he wasn't going to do one because he had too much shit, heard too much shit about how bad these were. Which is, thank God. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered.
It's not that he's a bad director because he's made movies that are decent.
Well.
He just didn't need to touch this particular movie. He
just needs to know that there are other people besides white trash out there.
Well, that too. And I mean, honestly, that wasn't what the 70s was anyway. When he makes movies, it's like a 70s grindhouse type movie. I mean, the whole world wasn't like that in the 70s. A bunch of
I guess what's his face was still alive. I thought he was dead and blind, but apparently not.
Was he blind?
No, I guess he just, I don't know. I thought he poked his eyes out, but apparently not.
Well, you know, we tend to block things out when it's a traumatic experience, so.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are we doing? Trying to find her. Yeah. Gonna get time for Dana to have a snack here.
Yay.
This thing seemed to go on forever.
Yeah, it's almost 2 hours in. That's another reason why it sucks, is because it's too damn long.
Horror movies do not need to be that long, unless they're, you know, something other than a slasher movie. A slasher movie does not need to be on that long.
See, she fell through a part of the ceiling that wasn't damaged. Ha.
Yeah.
Danny Trejo should have done better. Putting up that plaster.
Danny Trejo.
Yeah, he does
Machete does odd jobs. Now look at her. She looks fucked up as hell. Her face all fucked up, bleeding.
Yeah. It looks like somebody punched her in the face.
I mean, did she fall face first? I guess she did.
It looks like she's about half blind in one eye.
Oh, it's got blood in it or something.
Is it over?
Fuck.
God, no. There's more.
Love hurts.
Are we going to hear the reprieve of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember this. See, I forgot what the theatrical cut was, but this makes it so there can't be a sequel. At least, you would think.
Maybe that's why he wanted this version to come out.
I guess.
Because he didn't want to really do a second one. I'll spit on you. Well, you wanted him dead. This looks like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
Oh, thank God it's over.
Yes.
Oh, we're still singing.
And what it's are just we a singing? Fucking by fucking.
Based on the film written by John Carpenter and Deborah Hill.
With almost 100% less fuckings in it. But anyway, that's the zombie thing, so we're done. I'm not gonna. We can't stand the credits, so.
Now the credits are showing like. It's like it's trying to make it a little nice family. That must have been pretty Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie fucked everything
Yeah, he caused all of them.
Peace the fuck out.
Bye.